Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Welcome back. Thus far this week, we have become acquainted with the man Esau. Today, I want us to meet his descendants, the Edomites. As I hope you remember, we are tracking Esau in the Bible in order to see that it was hardly discrimination for God to say that Holy God hated Esau in Malachi chapter 1, which is the final book of the Bible's Old Testament. When the Lord said he hated Esau, there were thousands of years of proof for why that was the case. Let's see at least some of that in today's texts. And we begin at Genesis chapter 36. Admittedly, Genesis 36 is one of the chapters of the Bible you wonder why it's there. Why has God included such a lengthy chapter that includes a whole bunch of hard-to-pronounce names? This detailed genealogy of Esau and his offspring is included for a reason. Everything God does is done for a reason. We may not know what the reason is, but we can be sure God is not arbitrary. And we know at least this much. In Genesis 36, Esau is the father of Edom. Yesterday in Genesis 25, we read that Esau's name was called Edom. And we have learned that Edom means red. Esau was born red and sold his birthright for the bowl of red stew. Now, look with me at Genesis 36, verse 1. Now, these are the records of the generations of Esau, that is, Edom. Well, this right there tells us that Esau is Edom. And then verses 8 and 9 of Genesis 36. So Esau lived in the hill country of Seir. Esau is Edom. These then are the records of the generations of Esau, the father of the Edomites in the hill country of Seir. Again, it is established that Esau is Edom, and therefore Esau is the father of the Edomites. And this people lived in the hill country of Seir, which is located to the southeast of Jerusalem, running along the east side of the valley of Arabah, from the Dead Sea south to the Gulf of Aqaba. Seir was both a territory and a specific mountain. This was the area God gave to Esau and his descendants. If you have a map at the back of your Bible, or you can access a good map on the internet, look for Mount Seir and the region of Seir. Again, at Genesis 36 and verse 19, we read, "These are the sons of Esau, that is Edom, and these are their chiefs." And at verse 43, which closes out the chapter, "These are the chiefs of Edom, that is Esau, the father of the Edomites, according to their habitations in the land of their possession." We should get the picture. Esau is the father of the Edomite people. And what does the Bible have to say about them? A lot. Like, a lot more than you might think. We know Scripture resounds with commentary on the Israelite people. But the Edomite people? Oh yes, Scripture says not nearly as much, but God does not ignore them either. Turn with me, if you're able, to Obadiah. To what? To the book in your Old Testament in the Hebrew Bible named Obadiah. It is after Amos and right before Jonah, that recognizable account of the man who was swallowed by the great fish. He was Jonah, and right before Jonah comes Obadiah. Now, why in the world are we going to one of the least known books of the Bible? Here is why. Obadiah, which is just one chapter in length, tells us what God thinks of Edom. And remember, the Edomites are the descendants of Esau. I will not take time to read this whole chapter, but you should. What it describes is the vision God gives to Obadiah in which the one true and living God pronounces total destruction upon Edom because of the way they have treated Israel. Herein we see the centuries-long battle between Israel, Jacob's descendants, and Edom, Esau's descendants. I hope you will capture this. God chose Jacob and Jacob's descendants, the Israelites. God did not choose Esau and Esau's descendants, the Edomites. Jacob and Esau contended with one another. And then, for a very long time, Jacob's descendants, the Israelites, had to contend with Esau's descendants, the Edomites. Sin in one generation begets sin in subsequent generations. Well, that is true in our families, and it was true in this family. When you follow the Edomites through Scripture, you will learn that they opposed Israel's king Saul, that they fought against Jehoshaphat and Jehoram and Ahaz. You might remember that the Edomites posed big problems for the Israelites when Judah fell to the Babylonians. The Edomites dared to ally themselves with the Babylonian invaders against Israel. The psalmist addresses this in Psalm 137, verse 7. Remember, O Lord, against the sons of Edom, the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it to its very foundation. Cheering on the destruction of Jerusalem, Psalm 137, this warrants the ire of God, and it does. In Jeremiah chapter 49, beginning in verse 7, we read, concerning Edom, thus says the Lord of hosts, I will bring the disaster of Esau upon him at the time I punish him. Ezekiel takes up the wrath of God upon the Edomites big time. In Ezekiel chapter 25, verses 12 through 14, quote, thus says the Lord God, because Edom has acted against the house of Judah by taking vengeance, and has incurred grievous guilt, and avenge themselves upon them. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, I will also stretch out my hand against Edom and cut off man and beast from it, and I will lay it waste. I will lay my vengeance on Edom by the hand of my people Israel. Therefore, they will act in Edom according to my anger and according to my wrath. Thus they will know my vengeance, declares the Lord God. That was Ezekiel 25, and in chapter 35, God again speaks through Ezekiel about his judgment upon the Edomites. Let me also read this, the first 9 verses of Ezekiel 35. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, set your face against Mount Seir, and prophesy against it, and say to it, thus says the Lord God, behold, I am against you, Mount Seir, and I will stretch out my hand against you and make you a desolation and a waste. I will lay waste your cities, and you will become a desolation. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Because you have had everlasting enmity, and have delivered the sons of Israel to the power of the sword at the time of their calamity, at the time of the punishment of the end. Therefore, as I live, declares the Lord, I will give you over to bloodshed, and bloodshed will pursue you, since you have not hated bloodshed. Therefore, bloodshed will pursue you. I will make Mount Seir a waste and a desolation, and I will cut off from it the one who passes through and returns. I will fill its mountains with its slain, on your hills and in your valleys and in all your ravines, those stained by the sword will fall. I will make you an everlasting desolation, and your cities will not be inhabited. Then you will know that I am the Lord. And then we come back to Obadiah. Obadiah 1 verse 3 says the Edomites were arrogant and proud. Verse 10 says they were violent. Verse 11 says Edom was apathetic to the destruction of Jerusalem, actually standing aloof as the Babylonians, those foreigners, invaded. Again, read all of Obadiah. It is only one chapter, and it tells us a lot about what God thinks of Esau and his descendants. It is also intriguing and instructive to know that the very area the Edomites moved to in southern Israel after the Nabataeans defeated them became known in the New Testament times as Idumea, which is the Greek name for Edom. And you might know that Herod the Great was an Idumean. He became king of Judea in 37 BC under the rule of the Romans, and significantly, it was this Herod who tried to have murdered the baby Jesus. In this, we see how Esau and his people acted in willful and wretched disobedience against God from all the way in Genesis through the opening of the New Testament. Well, God kept his word and completely destroyed Edom. The Edomites have ceased to exist. Off they went from the page of history at the hand of God. God said it in Obadiah verse 10, you will be cut off forever. And in verse 18, there will be no survivor of the house of Esau. And so it happened just as God said it would. No wonder God said, Esau, I have hated. This is pertinent to double predestination. God did not have to intervene in Esau and his offspring to make them sinful and evil such that they would not be saved. The reason they are not saved is evident from the Bible. They were an evil people. All God did was to pass them over for salvation. He let them be. And that is what happens on the other side of predestination. And we'll talk more about this and get to the Pharaoh of Egypt tomorrow here on God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.